Hi, I'm Madeline McNeil. Welcome and thanks for listening to National Rural News Close Up Podcast. People from all walks of life are being recognised in this year's Queen's Birthday Honours List. The list of close to 1,000 people includes those who've supported Australia's response to the COVID pandemic. The youngest recipient is 23 years old. The eldest living recipient is 101. Reporter Amy Meehan caught up with former Deputy Prime Minister John Anderson, who's among those being honoured for his work in the agricultural sector.
Look, I am very humbled by it. I appreciate it hugely. And I particularly appreciate it because it's something I have to say I share with a lot of extraordinary Australian organisations and people in them. Many of whom never get much credit. Some do, but many don't. That I've been able to just draw alongside and hopefully lend a helping hand to in areas as diverse as education, economic development, agricultural research in less fortunate parts of the world. I'm also very thankful for the recognition of the podcast video series that I do, 170,000 subscribers, and that's been mentioned as a worthwhile contribution to quality public debate.
Yeah, absolutely. You are being recognised for your eminent service to rural and regional development, as you've mentioned, leadership in international agricultural research and food security. Can you touch on some of those things that you do in terms of agricultural research and food security?
I've always had a very long-term interest in food security and feeding the world hungry. We've made extraordinary progress globally. Lifespans in many parts of the world have doubled. And that's been with the extension of knowledge, science, agricultural techniques and what have you around the world. Australia actually is one of the heaviest hitters of all in that field internationally. It rates as one of the top six nations. The other big hitter, the seventh, happens to be the Gates Foundation. But it's a fascinating area to be involved in, particularly as the world faces the very real possibility of global hunger because of what's happened in the Ukraine.
I feel like at the moment, you know, food security is obviously a very important issue, and we're seeing, you know, even in Australia, food prices skyrocket. I think, you know, in the last week we've seen a head of lettuce go for double digits. Is this something that we're just going to have to start to get used to?
Oh, look, I don't believe so, unless the world takes complete leave of its senses. And I have to say that Mr. Putin's got a lot of explaining to do, because his role in trying to capture global grain markets, for example, is truly concerning. And the impact of that war on energy prices is enormous. But I have to say the other thing about it is that we need to think calmly about energy, its reliable supply and its cost. It's not as simple as saying we can switch to renewables tomorrow. So the business of feeding the world's population still depends hugely on a ready supply of a great variety of energy sources.
Absolutely. I know on farms, a lot of farmers are starting to look at perhaps tapping into different resources, including ones that might be under the soil that they stand on. What do you think we need to see from perhaps this government in terms of, you know, selling off carbon to get carbon credits, etc.? You know, we see the big mining companies and construction of roads, etc., those companies sort of, I guess, buying up a corridor of forest or something like that. But now also farmers are sort of getting into that side of things. Where do we stand, do you think, in terms of placing a price on carbon so that farmers can start to get a revenue stream from the soil and the natural environment?
Well, I think the biggest single thing the government can do is to try and turbocharge the quick, accurate, reliable and, if you like, trustworthy means of measuring soil carbon so that farmers can look for ways in which they can capitalise if they're able to capture more carbon. At the moment, you can do it, but it's still clumsy and not as readily accessible as we'd like it to be. There are some people making tremendous progress, but that's the area the government, in my view, needs to focus on.
Absolutely. Where do we find you today? You're a farmer yourself now.
Oh, look, I've always been a farmer, but I'm only a farm labourer these days. My son and daughter-in-law run our farm business, and I'm usually asked to do things. I'm a gopher. I go for this and I go for that, and that suits me fine.
And how's it going in your area? I think you're a couple of hours west of Tamworth. Is it Mullaly?
Yes, that's right. Well, it's been a very big seasonal turnaround. It's been actually very, very wet for the last 6 months. It's made quite hard, difficult farm management-wise, but There's an old saying in rural Australia that you can make more money out of mud than dust. So we're thankful for the turnaround in the season. It's good to see all the creeks running properly again. The bores and wells have recovered. And that's good news. And it's a powerful reminder that we ought to be perhaps a little less reluctant to talk about unprecedented. There's nothing that's unprecedented in this country. We've seen it all before. As a sixth-generation farmer, there's not much that hasn't happened on the land. You get cycles, and this is a tough country to farm in. But it's worth remembering that one Australian farmer feeds 600 or 700 non-farmers. So it's not a bad effort.
It's an incredible effort. Just back to the Queen's Birthday Honour, you've had many accolades in your career. What do you think the reaction from your family and those around you will be with this next high honour?
You'd have to ask them. In some ways, Julia's certainly been my partner, my wife, in all of the things that we've done, so I share it with her. The rest of the family, I'm not sure whether they think, well, that's great because it's taken Dad away and he hasn't been interfering so much, or whether they think Dad ought to be around a bit more. I'm not sure. You'd have to ask them.
That's former Deputy Prime Minister and Queen's Birthday Honour recipient John Anderson. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send me an email at ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Madeline McNeil. Have a great day.